أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذلك ومن يعظم حرمات الله فهو خير له عند ربه وأحلت لكم الأنعام إلا ما يتلى عليكم فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور حنفاء لله غير مشركين به ومن يشرك بالله فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we've been discussing for the last few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had been speaking about various aspects with regards to the Baytullah, the Haram of Makkah, some aspects of Hajj. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and Allah says, ذَلِكَ you have heard that, you have heard whatever the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ whoever honors the hurumat, the sacredness or the sacred things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ then that is best for him by his Lord, by his Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the hurumat of Allah, the sacred things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have explained that the very first of all the sacredness and the sacred things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ahkam and the laws of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That in the heart and in the mind of a mu'min and a believer, there has to be this ta'zeem, the honor for the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The opposite is that a person undermines the rules and the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one is to abide by the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the commandments of Allah and keep away from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. But insofar as one's belief is concerned, to hold it as sacred is also as important. So one is this, that in our hearts we honor the deen of Allah, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we practice upon it. But if perchance a person does not practice upon it, at least we hold the rules and the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the highest of esteem. And that is a very, very important aspect. So those are the two things that we should be concerned about. The other aspects of the hurumat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pertaining to this ayat, the ulama have explained, one is the Baytullah in itself, and then all the sacred places that are around the Baytullah, that is like the Mataf, Safa and Marwa, the Mas'a, then also Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and also the sacrificed animal that is being sacrificed, that is also supposed to be honored in the heart of a mu'min and a believer. فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّي that is best for a person by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should be very, very careful with regards to the sacredness and the sacred features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُحِلَّتْ لَكُمُ الْأَنْعَامُ thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the cattle has been made permissible for you, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing about a very important aspect, that one is this, that although the sacrificed animal is also honored, but the honor of it is that it be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One should not feel now that the animals are so honored that we cannot sacrifice them, and that is what we found amongst the practices and the rituals of the kuffar of Makkah. Illa ma yutla alaykum, except those animals which have been recited upon you in the other ayats of the Quran Kareem, like in Surah Ma'idah and other ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made certain animals haram, those animals that died of natural death, those that suffered concussion, etc. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had listed them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made them haram. فَاجْتَنِبُوا الرِّجْسَ مِنَ الْأَوْثَانِ thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, keep away from the impurities of idols. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making particular mention about those animals that the kuffar used to slaughter in the name of idols. That also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram, keeping the sacredness and the sacred features of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in mind. That Allah Himself is the creator of the animal, Allah is our creator, and when the animal is being sacrificed, It will be sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in no other name but the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whether it is a pious personality, whether it is an idol, all that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and keep away from a false word. And here the false word, the ulama have explained, the greatest of false words is the words of kufr and disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The words of shirk, ascribing partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking the name of anyone or anything else besides the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on an animal, giving false evidence, speaking a lie, swearing an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is false, all that falls under the category of qawl az-zur, but the highest form of it is the words, uttering the words of kufr. Thereafter Allah says, hunafa alillah, keeping away from everything else but towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, disinclining our hearts from everyone else, from everything else, but towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, purely doing things purely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with ikhlas and sincerity, غَيْرَ مُشْرِكِينَ بِهِ, without ascribing or associating any partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ, then whoever commits shirk and ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Rabbul Izzat gives us an example, فَكَأَنَّمَا خَرَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, is like that person that fell from the sky, that person that dropped from the sky, فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ. Now obviously if a person falls, leave the sky, but from any lofty position, any lofty place, and that person falls on the ground, then definitely his body and his bones all will be crushed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَخْطَفُهُ الطَّيْرِ. Then the vultures will come and feed on that person, they will come upon that person and snatch him away. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the example actually of the vultures of one's own nafs and base desires. That when a person has iman in his heart, and then a person leaves that iman, then he falls. Iman and the mu'min is very high and lofty in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Rabbul Izzat gives the example that he is like the person that falls to the ground. His body is all crushed. His body is all now decomposed, mutilated, etc. And now the vultures will carry him away. And here it is the vultures of nafs. It is the vultures of our debasing qualities. It is the vultures of our own desires. And that will lead us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the reality is this, that iman is supposed to be with ikhlas and sincerity. And a very important aspect perhaps we discuss for a few minutes is, one is we brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, we honor the rules and the regulations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, we practice upon it. If perchance we are unable to practice upon it, we should never undermine or belittle the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a very great difficulty we go through. And when we are unable to practice upon it, we begin to undermine the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when our own nafs gets hold of us. The next example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, أَوْ تَهْوِي بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي مَكَانٍ صَحِيقٍ. Or then the wind will blow that person away, throwing him into a distant land. Now when a strong wind comes, a hurricane comes, whatever winds come, and it blows a person, it is so forceful that it picks a person up, blows him away to some place, and crushes him down into the ground. And again that person is totally crushed. So the Mufassirin, the ulama say, that this is the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving of shaitan. That when we lose our iman, when we lose ikhlas and sincerity, we lose honor for the words of Allah, for the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sacred place of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then shaitan will lift such a person, and shaitan will take that person and deviate him far away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.